This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Edith Hill, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Warren.
Now, before we get into the Harry Potter, because I want to know why the fans are so upset, we have to talk about what's been going on with this artificial intelligence AI photo scandal with Kate Middleton. What's going on there?
This is so weird. And I first saw this photo on my For You page on TikTok and I was like, oh, it looks like a bad AI rendering.
So you could tell straight away.
Oh my God, the fingers did not make sense. The fingers did not make sense at all. It was so strange. I always say, look at the fingers and the teeth because there's never the right amount of any of them. But then I got into work and two of my colleagues were talking about it very excitedly because they love a bit of Royals drama. Hello, guys, if you're listening. And the amount of information that they were pulling from this photo was bloody wild. And I was so fascinated. I just sat there and listened to them have a good chat about it. And is it Photoshop? Is it AI? Who did it? Why did they do it? What are the reasons behind it? And it is so interesting and such a strange photo. It gets stranger the longer that you look at it.
Is it going off on TikTok?
Oh my God, so much. People are like zooming into the pixel and being like, here's where they've blurred this. Here's where they've done that. Something that my colleague mentioned today was that it looked like someone on TikTok had found an old Vogue photo shoot that Kate Middleton had done and then superimposed the faces from, you know, this popular photo of her to this photo of her and her kids, moved them across, and they are the exact, like, pixel by pixel same picture. So was it a case of photoshopping this older version of her face onto this face, and that made her hair blurry, which made her kid's arm look warped, which made, you know, oh, ridiculous.
I must admit, when I've been looking at the photo because I knew we were going to be talking about today, and when you look at it, I mean, you get the head. There's something wrong with the head too. It just looks like it's been cut out of a magazine. So I wouldn't be surprised if that Vogue Photoshop thing is true. And I saw the clip comparing it. It does look the same.
I think it's the same picture. No one looks that similar in every single photo that they're doing. Truly, it's just not possible. The theories as to why are from, you know, the smallest thing to the biggest thing. Obviously, there are massive conspiracy theorists saying that, you know, she's dead and this is their, you know, recreating pictures based on old stuff. Other people are saying she might have had a facelift and the swelling hasn't gone down yet, or she's not healed as fast as they thought, and that's why, you know, who knows? I'm sure I'll never actually find out the reason, but I love watching people dissect these pictures and watching like the everyday person become like a sleuth and a detective online.
Now I know we're not experts in the royal family. Well, I'm certainly not, but I reckon they'll have to do something or say something eventually, because it's just gathering steam. Even though Kate's already said something, like, it's just gathering and gathering more and more attention.
I mean, surely, like, I've been waiting for something to come out. There is actually a Royals expert here at Flinders where I work, and I've been so tempted to just pop over to her office and be like, hey, what's going on? What do you think? Because it's something weird's happening, and I don't know enough about the Royals. I just love to listen to people talk about it because they're either not invested at all or the most invested people you've ever seen in any drama ever. People who are into the Royals are usually, like, really into the Royals and everything about them. So what I really need is for someone to do like a deep dive, and then I'll sit there for 2 hours and watch it, you know?
Do you reckon we'll get to a point where we can just press a button and it'll check photos automatically and say, nah, you know what, this isn't original, it's not real?
Oh, 100%. I remember teaching, I forget who it was, someone in my life about reverse image searching and checking if people were who they said they were on dating apps. So, you know, you can screenshot an image and then reverse image search it through Google and see where that image has come come up in any place on the internet before. It's also really fun for trying to figure out what clothes people are wearing. I do it when I see someone wearing a cute dress on TikTok. I'm like, oh, I'll screenshot that, and then I'll try and reverse image search it to see if I can find where they bought the dress from. So, I mean, shopping or, you know, stalking habits aside, I think these tools will be around eventually. I can't imagine why they wouldn't be, honestly, because everyone would use them.
Now, Kate, I am not into dating shows or anything like that, although I do like the one that's on the ABC at the moment, but I'm not watching them. But there's a show called Love is Blind, and there's a bit of controversy over one of the cast members. Do you want to tell us about that?
I love Love is Blind. It's a sickness. The last episode, the reunion episode, is coming out tomorrow. I'm very excited. Thank God I have time to watch it at night. Otherwise, I would legitimately consider calling in sick. That's how much I am obsessed with the show. It's unhealthy, really. I didn't say that if anyone at work's listening. But yes, so what has happened is there's been so much controversy in this season, but in particular about a particular cast member. And based on what I'm about to say, I may not mention his name, but an ex of a particular cast member has come out and actually started talking about the domestic abuse that they suffered at the hands of this man. And it's really raised so many questions about the screening process behind these dating shows, and also how the shows don't end when the finale airs. These are real people with real lives, and despite it being reality TV, the right of reply exists now with social media. Previously, you could go on a show, say whatever you want about anyone, and what right do they have to respond to you? But now anyone can get on TikTok and say, well, actually, here's what you did to me. And she's getting millions and millions of views sharing her story and her experiences with this man who is now social media famous. It's wild.
I only watched, there's several parts to her TikTok videos. I only watched the first one, so I don't know the detail. We won't get into the detail of exactly what happened. But I'm just wondering what the show is saying. Have they responded at all?
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't expect them to be honest. They've come under certain bad light in the past about not screening people sufficiently, and other people have come out and said, like, hey, this person wasn't good. You were putting me in not a good situation where I was left, you know, one-on-one with a relative stranger, and their behavior hadn't been checked out beforehand and all this stuff. And, you know, they say on all of these shows that everyone gets, you know, a psychologist evaluation and they obviously interview these people multiple times. But I really wonder, like, what is this process actually look like? Because a lot of people, and quite often women, are put in not safe situations. And from what I understand about this TikTok story and this four-part, I think soon to be five parts, when I saw it this morning when I was getting ready, I was watching part four while I was doing my makeup before work. And because, you know, you got to multitask. And I think there's going to be a part five. But the way that she's talking about this, I'm like, surely there's a police report, and surely you would have done a background check. And was it just negligence, or was it you wanted someone on the show for the drama? Like, it just seems a little like someone's due diligence was not done in this situation.
I'm looking forward to watching the other parts to it and to see what's going on. You know, I've been watching the dating show on ABC. I think it's Better Date Than Never. It's so warm and fuzzy. Sure. I just love it. I'm addicted to it. I reckon it's a much more healthy dating show to watch if you want to watch a dating show.
Yeah. I mean, there has to be one out there, a healthy one. The rest of them are pretty trash, which is why I watch, to be honest. So
let's move on to Harry Potter fans. I must admit, I'm a little bit shocked with this one because I'm a fan of Miriam Margolyes. So let's talk about what's been going on. This is sort of a bit cognitive dissonance, I think, I'm experiencing here.
Yeah, I love Miriam Margolyes. I think she's so fun. So she did this interview quite recently, and in the interview was filmed saying that Harry Potter is for children. She was like, it was 25 years ago. They really kind of, you know, should be over that by now. And what people have done is taken this audio clip, used it as an audio on TikTok, and then made videos with that as the background sound combined with this, like, depressing music. And then people are sharing their Harry Potter collections. And when I say people, I mean typically women in their early to mid 30s kind of age range, sharing their memorabilia, their books, their everything with this audio going in the background and acting like, you know, they've been stabbed in the heart by Miriam, which is an interesting response.
I mean, I must admit, it was very direct of Miriam, but that is the way she is. But
yes.
I can see why they're a little bit upset too, because if if something's been part of your childhood, you sort of hang on to that, don't you? You don't want to know. You know that it was 20 something years ago, but you don't want someone telling you that. You just want to keep imagining it.
Yeah, this is true. And I think there's definitely something to be said around the nostalgia and comfort of watching shows from your past and childhood. It's why people rewatch Friends 60 times rather than watching something new. It's why I'm on my 7th watch of Gilmore Girls at the moment. It's having that, you know, nostalgia and comfort. I know what's going to happen. I can watch it while I'm cooking and I'm not going to miss anything. but at the same time, when you have someone like Miriam Margolyes, who is known for being very blunt and also very funny and straightforward, I think it's kind of to be expected. And from her perspective, she was a side character, sounds not important enough. She was an important character, but not a main character, obviously, in the Harry Potter series. For anyone listening, she played Professor Sprout, the one who was in the greenhouse with the funny hat and everything. And it must be a bit strange to have been employed at the beginning as part of a children's movie that then obviously had multiple parts as she appeared in across the years, but to have people obsess over that in a way and over that one role you played when you're actually a completely accomplished actress, that also might be a bit strange to have her experience in that, I think.
Definitely. I liked her when she travelled around Australia on that series recently and was just commenting on, you know, the Australian culture, etc. And I found that quite interesting, hearing someone like Miriam, who is very direct in what she says, just holding a mirror up to all of us and telling us what we're like. And I thought that was great. That was really good. I'm a fan of her still.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes we need to kind of be told how we're being. I don't think it was meant in a way to harm people. I think some people may, and don't shoot me for this, may be overacting a little bit. It's also just one actor's opinion about a piece of work that they're in. But I think there is a lot of discourse around Harry Potter, particularly around the creator of Harry Potter, not being particularly nice now, which we found out obviously after all of the films and books came out. And so to see, for I think a lot of younger people, to see the older millennials holding on to something from their childhood that is now seen as less good for a variety of reasons, is also a fair criticism from some people as well.
And I wonder also how much that's playing into Miriam's, you know, attitude towards it now as well, given what we know.
I mean, there are definitely some cast members who have distanced themselves a lot or been very open about their lack of support towards J.K. Rowling because of her really awful views, which I think all power to them. And then some people really holding onto that, which I can see some reasoning behind it, but it can be very harmful for a lot of reasons and for a lot of people to kind of hold on and still support someone who is so publicly awful, and like not just once, you know, like consistently publicly awful. So I do wonder if that was part of Miriam's thoughts there too.
You know what? Great to chat with you again, Edith. We're up to speed. We don't need to be on TikTok because you tell us everything that's happening. We'll catch you again next week.
No problems. I'll see you then.
Thank you, Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer in Learning and Teaching Innovation from Flinders University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.